time for overtime.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
Oh, my goodness.
Touchdown.
Hear from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you. It's hour number two of overtime on a Monday. It's not as beautiful as it was yesterday, but it's still pretty darn cozy outside, so you're not going to catch me complaining one bit. Hope you aren't either, and thanks so much for being a part of the show today on this Monday edition of the program. You can track me down at any time on Twitter at BurtESPN. We'll get the Friday parlay finalized and the prize pack sent out to the winning individual, including our final two Rascal Flats tickets included in the Friday parlay winnings. We'll dive into that very shortly after the show. Get a winner published on Twitter at ESPN Sioux Falls. On the way, we break down the upcoming NSIC tournament, which starts in earnest on Wednesday, starts in Sioux Falls on Saturday for the eight-team tournament on the men's and women's side. We'll dive into everything NSIC tournament in about 20 minutes, including giving you an opportunity to score some free tickets on us over the air, 605-362-3776. Then we're turning the page and talking about the tournament that'll be in Sioux Falls the week following at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. That's the Summit League tournament, one of the hottest tickets in our neck of the woods. Hopefully, going to have some tickets to give away for Summit League as well on the show. Todd Buckingham of the Reaching the Summit podcast will join us. He covers the men's and women's Summit League like no other. And we're very excited to have him, very lucky to have him on the show as well to talk about the parity and the strength on the men's side, the women's side, who is most capable of knocking off South Dakota State. And you Jackrabbit fans are out there saying, ain't going to happen. Don't jinx it, Bert. We're going to talk about the best teams outside of SDSU on the women's side and preview both tournaments and the stretch run of the regular season with Todd Buckingham and the good, the bad, and the ugly still to come as well on this Monday edition of Overtime. Women's basketball over the weekend. Yesterday, Iowa nearly pulled a stunner against third-rated UCLA. Bruins escape Iowa City with a 67-65 win. Hawkeye women are 8-8 in conference play. Creighton women are 15-1 in Big East play after an 83-74 road win yesterday at DePaul, and Washington all over Nebraska in Lincoln, 83-62. Husker women are 9-8 in Big Ten play. Saturday, we rewind back to Saturday. USD lost to St. Thomas 66-57, and SDSU prevails over Kansas City 80-60. Brooklyn Meyer had 34 points in the win. SDSU now 14-0 in conference play. Tonight in Women's Hoops, top 25 matchup from Manhattan as Kansas State plays host to Baylor. That's a 6 o'clock start time on ESPN2. Men's basketball yesterday, CBS Sports Network had the coverage of SDSU and UMKC. Jackrabbits were down late, but they were not out late, and they were certainly not out of gas as they come all the way back for a 70-65 come-from-behind win against the Ruse. Oscar Clough had 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 steals as SDSU gets their 19th win of the season, 19-10, 10-4 inside the Summit League. Back to Saturday, North Dakota State comes up just short against rival UND on the road, 79-77. St. Thomas loses to Oral Roberts on the road, 71-66. ORU is now just 3-11 in Summit League play with that stunning victory over the Tommies, who fall down to 10-4. And USD fought tooth and nail with Omaha, but not good enough on Saturday, 93-85 the final. Mavericks bang a trash can with two different folks getting in on the action, 12-3 the record for the Mavericks. They are 18-12 overall. And tonight in men's basketball, Nebraska home to Michigan, 7 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, and Houston at Texas Tech. Top 10 bout, 5th rated Cougs, 9th rated Red Raiders from Lubbock. It's an 8 o'clock go time on ESPN. NBA basketball, the New York Knicks showed up and did not show out against Boston as the Celtics pick up a 118-105 win. Boston with the latest victory, 41-16, and Kendrick Perkins is ready to declare
they are the 2025 NBA champions. It's not one single team in the league that's going to beat this team in a 7-game series. Not OKC, not the Denver Nuggets, not the New York Knicks, not the Cleveland Cavaliers, not the Milwaukee Bucks. No team. They have the best starting five in basketball. All of their starters could play both ways, lock up defensively, and do special things on the offensive end.
If we're being selfish and we want to predict the best possible matchup in the NBA Finals, for me, it would be OKC and Boston. You get Boston, the team that suddenly has established themselves with that win last year. They've established themselves as the veteran, savvy group that knows how to win. Last year, we were talking about them incredibly differently, but now OKC is that team we talk about as, man, have you seen their weapons? They can score, they can pass, they can dunk, they can do everything with OKC. I would love to see that matchup, both assuming both teams get there. That would be great. A little bit of a yin and yang, but also pretty similar teams going at it. We'll wait and see there, but Kendrick Perkins saying, Boston, best in the East, and it's not close right now. Other finals yesterday, Golden State over Dallas, 126-102, and Milwaukee wins over Miami, 120-113. The Bucks are 32-24. Lastly, OKC over Minnesota in Minneapolis, 130-123. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37 points in the win, and he says plainly and simply, we were the better team.
Yeah, we stay composed. Obviously, in this environment and with a good team like that, it's going to be a game of runs. They're going to put up a fight. We made our run. They made theirs. It's a 48-minute game, and we had to be the better team at the end of the 48 minutes, and that's who we were.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37 points in the win. Here's Kendrick Perkins again talking about what's wrong with Minnesota and why they can't finish these big games.
I mean, they're searching, right? You got to realize Carl Anthony Towns was a guy that could go out there and get you 25 to 30 points a night. Anthony Edwards sat down with Malika Andrews, our own Malika Andrews, and he said basically he missed Carl Anthony Towns. The spacing is different, right? It's hard to replace a guy like that. And I understand Julius Randle is injured, but now you're playing with a older Conley who's look like he's at the tail end. Naz Reid, yes, he's doing his thing, but it's a lot of young guys that are trying to figure their way through things and learning their role. So it's going to be a growing process for this young Timberwolves team, but Anthony Edwards is still Anthony Edwards.
Absolutely true. Minnesota right now still in the thick of it, still the 7th seed in the West, one game back of the Clippers to get out of that play-in part of the bracket. They're trailing Houston and L.A. within striking distance, and right now it's a dead heat in that play. And Minnesota is 31-27, identical record as the 8th seed Dallas, and they are just a half game better than Golden State and two games better than Sacramento. So pretty darn competitive in that beefy midsection of the West right now. Minnesota's record 31-27. Tonight in the NBA, Nuggets at Pacers, 6 o'clock. Bulls at Sixers, same time. Timberwolves at Thunder is a 7 o'clock go time, this time from Oklahoma City. You can watch it tonight on NBA TV. When it comes to forecasting the Western Conference, here's what Evan Cohen had to say on whether he's buying the Warriors or the Lakers as more keen, more possible to go on a deep run this year.
I'd say the Warriors. Lakers are really good. And the Lakers have a lot of guys that can guard multiple positions, right? And Jared Vanderbilt, Dorian Finney-Smith, Rui Hachimura. I think Jackson Hayes, from an on-court perspective, is actually fine at the center position because he's a lob threat for them, which is what they need. I just think there's something about this Warriors team. And CeCe and I said it before the season, and now they got Jimmy Butler. Now, Andrew Wiggins, I've watched Andrew Wiggins a lot more recently since he's been on my team. He's good. He's not Jimmy Butler good. He's very good. No. He's not Jimmy Butler good.
And we'll wait and see. But right now, Golden State is actually 5 games worse in the standings than the L.A. Lakers. L.A.'s got the 4 spot. Golden State, as we told you a moment ago, is at the 9 spot. But the team that's been better since the trade deadline, and that's what matters the most. I don't care what your record is right now unless you're high and mighty above the standings like OKC is in the West, or of course like Cleveland is out in the East. That certainly counts for something. But based on what we see right now, 20 plus games to go in the season, who you have in house, how they're gelling, I think that the answer is Golden State for now, certainly is subject to change. NHL hockey over the weekend, Colorado lost to St. Louis yesterday 3-1. With that loss, Avalanche are 33-24-2, and Toronto beats up on the Blackhawks in Chicago 5-2. Chicago's new record 17-33-7. Tonight in the NHL, Sharks at Jets 6:30, Golden Knights at Kings 9:30. Those are the only two games going on across the league. College hockey, Augie was swept by Fairbanks over the weekend. New record for the Vikings is 17-11-4. Next up is postseason hockey. They're going to host the CCHA quarterfinals. Opponents and times to be determined, but the games will be Friday and Saturday with a, if necessary, game on Sunday, March 7th, 8th, and 9th. More on that, GoAuggie.com. NFL football, the NFL Combine just starting to get underway. Shedeur Sanders will not be working out. That's the big storyline at the early portion of the NFL Combine. On-field work ranges from Thursday through Sunday, part of the Underwear Olympics. Big news over the weekend, Matthew Stafford might be out in Los Angeles after all. Chris Canty questioning the Rams' motives.
There's no way you let a quarterback like Matt Stafford walk out of the building just because of money. And listen, the deal that you sign him to is probably not going to look great in 3 or 4 years from now, but who cares? It's all about trying to win in the here and now. And you got a quarterback that's capable of doing that, and especially with that young defense that's on the come, why would you think that the Rams couldn't take that next step next year? They were in the divisional round, one of the last 8 teams standing in the NFL playoffs. You're close. Why would you upset the apple cart?
The only reason why for me, and I said this in hour number one, and I'm going to stick by it until I'm wrong, which of course is always likely if you're a listener of the show, but if you can get 10 years younger at the position, maybe get something in compensation back for a trade of Matthew Stafford, despite the ugly dead cap that is pretty commonplace across the league, if you could go and get Sam Darnold, who is not as good in my book right now today as Matthew Stafford, but certainly has a much longer career ahead of him than Stafford, who a month ago we weren't sure if he was going to play. Last year at this time, we weren't sure if he was going to play. Every offseason, you don't want to continue to have that looming, as we know with Favre and the Packers or other guys across the league at the end of their career. Gee, I don't know. I'm going to give it some time. We'll wait and see. I don't think the Rams want to play that game anymore. If they can get a similar player, similar skill set in Sam Darnold coming off a good year, similar contract as well. You pay Matthew Stafford $55 million. People are going to say, okay, it's Matthew Stafford. We'll see how long the deal is. See if he retires early. We'll wait and see. But if you pay Sam Darnold $55 million, that is what his market value is. And some people are going to say, oh my gosh, they paid that much. That is what Sam Darnold's market is. He's the second rated free agent across the league right now, according to Pro Football Focus, a top 10 guy, according to Pro Football Talk as well. And Sam Darnold's going to get paid no matter where he goes. But if you can get 10 years younger, 5 more years of a career, possibly 6, 7 with Sam Darnold in replacement of Matthew Stafford, get a pick or two in exchange. I don't hate it for the LA Rams, but if it turns out to be anything other than that, retread or working on a rookie quarterback or bringing in somebody like a Justin Fields or a Russell, I don't really know if I like that too much. But if the scenario ends up being Matthew Stafford out with an exchange of picks coming back and then you go get Sam Darnold in free agency, they have the cap space to do it. I don't hate it as much as a lot of people might across the NFL. NASCAR over the weekend, Christopher Bell won in Atlanta in another race stained with a last lap wreck. Christopher Bell was furthest along in the field. Second place was Carson Hocevar. Kyle Larson third. Ryan Blaney ultimately was fourth. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished fifth in Atlanta yesterday. Next up is the race Sunday at the Circuit of the Americas. That's down in Austin, Texas. 2:30 start time on Fox. And the PGA Tour over the weekend, Brian Campbell wins in a playoff to win the Mexico Open. And next up is the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches in Florida, Thursday through Sunday. Let's get in on your ReliaBank headlines of the day. As always, proudly brought to you by ReliaBank. A better local banking option awaits with ReliaBank online at ReliaBank.com. Augustana closed out their regular season Saturday night as they lost to Fairbanks 5-3 inside Midco Arena. Hunter Bischoff, Ben Trumbly, and Brett Meerman collected goals for Augie, 5-3, the final score. And certainly a lot of highlights in the regular season. And the coolest thing is this second-year program that did not have high expectations, as no program would, they're on to the postseason. Congratulations to the Vikings. They await their opponent as they host the first round of the CCHA quarterfinals coming up on March 7th and 8th, the 9th if necessary, in a best-of-three series at Midco Arena. So yes, Sioux Falls, we've got playoff hockey in Sioux Falls for the first time ever coming up in just a couple of weeks. Stay tuned to GoAuggie.com for the latest news there. South Dakota State men's basketball used an 8-point scoring run late in the second half to lift the team past Kansas City yesterday in the Senior Day home finale, 70-65. UMKC had control of the game. They were up by 7 with 5:25 to go. The Jackson Roos then traded baskets as the clock dipped under the 5-minute mark, but the final 5 minutes belonged to the Jacks. They come from behind to earn a 5-point regulation win, 70-65. Oscar Clough had 17 points and 10 rebounds. The senior center logged his 20th double-double of the season. Also had a career-high 4 steals in the game, joining club in double digits. Were Jaden Jackson, Kalen Gary, Stoney Hadnott, and Larson had a team-high 6 assists in the win for SDSU. And that was a big, important win because the Summit League, pretty darn wild on the men's side over the weekend. USD lost to Omaha. St. Thomas, a team that was 10-3, head down to Tulsa to take on Oral Roberts, a team that was 2-11. Oral Roberts got the stunning victory, 71-66. And then NDSU, another team towards the top of the standings at 9-5, lost to rival UND on the road in Grand Forks, 79-77. So certainly an important win, especially with the happenings over the weekend in the Summit League for South Dakota State basketball. University of Sioux Falls women's basketball team grinded throughout but came up just short in a loss to UMary on Saturday night, 66-58. USF now closes out the regular season with a final regular season mark of 16-13, 12-10 in conference, and they have a home playoff game against the 12 seed Minnesota Crookston. That's the opening round of the NSIC tournament on Wednesday night. More details to come on the NSIC brackets. The shorthanded Minnesota Timberwolves had their rotation thinned even further last night as guard Jalen Clark, one of the starters last night, left the game against OKC because of neck pain from an awkward fall on the court that occurred in the third quarter. The 6'4" Clark, second-round pick out of UCLA back in 2023, was in the lineup last night. Starting lineup, second start of his career, had 14 points over 18 minutes, and now has an injury concern, and he's joining a long list, including Rudy Gobert with a back concern, Julius Randle with a groin injury, and key reserve and recent trade acquisition Dante DiVincenzo, who continues to battle that long-term toe injury. Let's wrap up your ReliaBank headlines of the day with news about a former Minnesota Twin. Manuel Margot has signed a minor league deal to join the Milwaukee Brewers organization. That includes an invite to major league camp, giving the Brewers some more outfield depth as they deal with an injury to Blake Perkins. Manager there in Milwaukee, Pat Murphy, revealed that Perkins has a fractured shin and it'll keep him out until the month of May. The 30-year-old Margot batted .238 with a .289 on base percentage, hit 4 home runs and drove in 31 runs last year with the Minnesota Twins. He's batted .254 over his career with San Diego, Tampa Bay, and Minnesota. Was a Twin for just 1 year. Manuel Margot, now a member of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And rounding out your headlines of the day, as always, brought to you proudly by the fine folks at ReliaBank, a better local banking option. See them in person in the 605 or online at ReliaBank.com. Another ugly finish for NASCAR. Christopher Bell edged Carson Hocevar and Kyle Larson in overtime on Sunday in another close NASCAR Cup Series finish at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Bell led only the final lap in his Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota and had a slight edge on the outside when the caution light came on in overtime after a late wreck by Josh Berry. The last lap of the race, we were at our best, Bell said. It was his 10th career Cup victory. You got a feel for Austin Cindric. 2 weeks in a row, that number two car was in the top five, top three, top one at the latter stages of the race, and he gets wrecked both times. He led in his Team Penske Ford before he and William Byron, the Daytona 500 winner last week, wrecked with just 3 laps to go. It felt like it was Kyle Larson's race to win. Christopher Bell coming around on a turn, and when the caution was triggered, which is very important on that final lap, when it was triggered, it was Christopher Bell out in front, Hocevar second, Kyle Larson third. If they had gotten back to the straightaway, certainly a different story, but another ugly finish in the sport of NASCAR just 2 weeks in to the season. Those are your ReliaBank headlines of the day for hour number two. As always, when we come back, we're talking NSIC tournament. The brackets are here. Who does Augie play? Who does USF play? Possible opponents at the Pentagon and more. We dive right in head first to the NSIC tournament details coming up next. And also, your opportunity to score some tickets on us right around the corner. 605-362-3776. That number again, 605-362-3776. We'll do that coming up next on Overtime.
Get ESPN with the free app and online. Grab your phone or call us up on your smart device. Now let's get you back to Overtime with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Yeah,
it's just about time for postseason basketball for our area D2 programs. Women's brackets, men's brackets are out for the upcoming Northern Sun Tournament here in the 605. Sanford Pentagon will host the final eight in the tournament. But before then, we've got seeds, 5 through 12, set to duke it out at their campus sites. We'll start on the women's side as we preview the tournament. You got USF in the field. Augustana did not make the cut this year for the top 12. So USF will be home hosting a game for the opportunity to move on to the Sanford Pentagon. USF will face off with Crookston coming up Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. If they win, Cougars would take on the Northern State Wolves coming up on Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. That's the first game of the day on Sunday. Opportunity to score tickets here shortly. Other first round matchups, St. Cloud State and Minot State from St. Cloud. Winner of that one faces off with CSP on Saturday. First game of the day at 11 o'clock. Other matchups, UMary playing host to Duluth. Winner of that one faces Mankato. And Moorhead and Wayne State collide in Moorhead. And the winner of that one takes on Southwest Minnesota State. On the men's side, both Augie and USF have made the field, and both programs will be in this first round. USF will play a road game at Minot State. That's the 8-9 seed matchup. USF, if they win, will take on Concordia St. Paul Saturday afternoon at 4:30 inside the Pentagon. Other matchups, St. Cloud State will host Bemidji State for the right to take on Mankato. Duluth is hosting Augustana, so if Augie gets by the Bulldogs, they will match up with the Dragons of Moorhead, and that would be coming up on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. One other first round matchup on the men's side, Winona State, Wayne State. That matchup is in Winona, Minnesota, home of those Warriors. And then the winner of that one will take on Southwest Minnesota State. So CSP is the top seed in both sides of the tournament. Southwest Minnesota State, very well thought of as well. And a lot to look forward to in these ball games. Again, on the men's side, Augie takes on Duluth on the road. That is Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Winner to face Moorhead. And on the men's side, USF is at Minot. Winner of that one gets CSP in the first round coming up on Saturday afternoon. And women's side, Augie did not make the top 12. USF has a home game as the 5 seed. So USF heavily favored to move on to face Northern State. And that'll be a really solid rematch, and that matchup coming up on Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Now is the time to get your calls in to win some tickets. I've got first session Saturday and second session Saturday tickets up for grabs. I can hook you up with a 2-pack or a 4-pack. I'll take 3 callers right now. If you want to get out to the NSIC tournament this weekend, we'll have more tickets to give away throughout the week. But right now, we're focused on Saturday session 1 or Saturday session 2. Session 1 is the women's, session 2 is the men's. If you'd like to go, I can hook you up with tickets right now. 605-362-3776. The number to dial, 605-362-3776. We take the break, back to talk Summit League hoops. Todd Buckingham of the Reaching the Summit podcast will join us immediately next on this Monday edition of Overtime right here on ESPN Sioux Falls.
Overtime Day. Unwrap your sandwich and get caught up with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you on this Monday edition of Overtime. We're efforting our next guest, Todd Buckingham of Reaching the Summit podcast, as we speak. And we will dive in and get him on the air as soon as possible. Quickly here, we're going to run through the good, the bad, and the ugly with you as we await Todd Buckingham joining the show. Again, Reaching the Summit college basketball podcast host. And we're very excited to talk about the men's side, the women's side, and preview both tournaments and the remainder of the regular season that is on the way. We'll do that here momentarily. First things first, though, let's get you hooked up with today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Who has been the problem child today? Displayed their ugly side. Whined a bit too much and now setting a bad example. Well, Bert is calling out today's headline makers with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
All right, stop the presses. We got Todd Buckingham on the line of the Reaching the Summit podcast, a great way to stay up to date on all things Summit League basketball. Do not fret. We will get to the good, the bad, the ugly later on in today's show, but certainly a lot of good and not a lot of ugly lately across the Summit League. Todd Buckingham is our guest of Reaching the Summit, the Summit League basketball podcast that you need to keep tabs on all the time throughout the season. Todd joins us now on the ESPN hotline. Todd, welcome back to the show. How you been?
I've been great. How have you been?
I've been great, and I've been a lot of very much entertained lately by the Summit League. Men's side, a ton of fun. Women's side, SDSU is up to their same old antics. A lot of storylines, a lot of fun. Heck of a weekend as well. How do you gauge the weekend and what we saw on the men's side in particular as we get ready for what should be a very entertaining Summit League tournament?
Well, I think it's specifically to this weekend. You know, with St. Thomas losing, I still think we've got those top three teams that are really kind of all in the same boat. So you've got South Dakota State, Omaha, and St. Thomas. I think still all there. Don't want to overreact to one weekend of basketball. And then I think there's a slight drop-off to maybe the South Dakotas and North Dakota States after that.
And certainly it's a big fight to the finish. USD fans putting their dukes up with that commentary, but certainly they've got the ability to bang with the best teams in the league. We've seen them take down a couple of the best teams in the league throughout the season. Let's talk about the home stretch. What are you looking to see the rest of the way as we get ready for everybody to descend upon the Premier Center? Should be a very fun fight to the finish on both sides, men's and women's hoops, right?
Yeah, I really think so. And I, you know, South Dakota fans, don't fret. I think what we've seen in the last couple weeks is what we were hoping to get from the Coyotes. And what it really came down to for them was, are they going to defend on a more consistent basis in the half court? And we've seen that. And they did drop one this in the last couple games. But overall, they went on a four-game winning streak before that. And I think they're one of the dangerous teams. I just wouldn't put them quite up with those top three. And what we've got for the last week of Summit League play is South Dakota State going to share the title with Omaha, or is Omaha going to win that outright? And it feels like, given the schedule, Omaha's going to take care of business enough to get that outright, but could be a share between the top two teams there. And then the dangerous St. Thomas, and don't take out North Dakota State. I think they're one of those teams, if the shots are falling from the outside for the Bison, they're a team that could absolutely run through the tournament. In fact, the tough part is, I think it might be set now at this point that South Dakota and North Dakota State are set to play each other. And that's I think the top three teams are all thankful for that, because those two teams could cause a lot of noise from below the top three there.
Todd Buckingham is our guest of the Reaching the Summit podcast. You can find more information and listen to the great show, the ReachingTheSummitPodcast.com, and also at Reach Summit Pod on Twitter. On that men's basketball, Todd, what would surprise you the most come tourney time here in Sioux Falls? If one team didn't make it to the title game on the men's side, what team would surprise you the most not getting to the title game? Is it Omaha, St. Thomas, or somebody else?
Well, it's interesting, because I think Omaha fans would get upset about this, but I think if I had to pick out of those three, it's Omaha. And I don't know that there's anything on the court this season that justifies me saying that, if that makes any sense. It's just because of the expectations coming into the season, and because they haven't been in this spot before in program history, that makes you doubt. But as we've seen in Sioux Falls, back to even the Mike Dom teams of South Dakota State that we thought would run right through the tournament, you never know what's going to happen in that tournament. I just love the offensive efficiency of St. Thomas to be able to run a couple games there. And with South Dakota State, you got Oscar Clough, who just, if they make sure that ball goes inside out with Oscar, I don't see how they don't get to that final game. But the tricky part is, with their backcourt being as young as it is, sometimes it doesn't get inside. And if they rely too much on the backcourt, that's where they've run into trouble this year. But I just see Oscar running right through this thing. He's just such a matchup problem.
20 double-doubles so far this year for the Australian native and recent transfer in to that South Dakota State basketball program. Men's basketball parity and a lot of great teams atop the league right now. Todd Buckingham is our guest of the Reaching the Summit podcast. On the women's side, South Dakota State is up to their typical antics. They're undefeated, 14-0. Oral Roberts giving chase at 12-3. You got NDSU, St. Thomas, UMKC, UND on the way down through the standings right now. What's the headline? What are the highlights for you as you track this women's side to the finish of the regular season and get ready for the tournament, Todd?
Well, and I will say I don't spend as much time on the women's side. We do have a women's podcast as well. Please listen to them on a regular basis. I will say South Dakota State just seems so far ahead of the rest of the field. It's good to see Oral Roberts moving up, but South Dakota State doesn't have the South Dakota at the same spot they were just a couple of years ago, where it was those two teams battling it out. I don't see how they don't run through that thing pretty cleanly.
And Oral Roberts, the biggest challenger right now. ORU has won 9 of their last 10, 4 straight games, and they've actually scored over 300 points more this year than SDSU. But, of course, you got to look at the defense as well. SDSU has allowed 1,691 points, and ORU allowed well over 2,000 so far this year. Todd Buckingham is our guest. When it comes to the overall tournament, the vibe, the atmosphere, pretty darn special what we'll see in a couple weeks back here in Sioux Falls at the Premier Center, as always.
It sure will. Yeah, Sioux Falls does such a great job of operating. It's a thing I'm lucky enough to get to go for now the 5th year. I bring my kids with me. It's a trip we do every March. They look forward to it every time. If you haven't made it to that tournament, it's well worth it. And so St. Thomas fans, I'm actually not that far from you guys where St. Thomas is located. It's an easy drive over. I strongly encourage people to make it out there. Make it a family thing. It's well worth it.
Tommy's definitely in the mix on the men's side and the women's side. Women's program 8-6 in conference, currently the 4 seed, and certainly a lot of movers and shakers on the way. Todd Buckingham of the Reaching the Summit podcast. Todd, before we let you go, give us the latest on the contributors and where we can find and listen to the podcast more.
So we're on Spotify and all of the different the podcasts networks that you might have. Tim Hill joins me, and Zach Dosh, who you guys may know as an analyst with Midco, working with mostly with North Dakota. And then we've got a few guys that write for the website that specialize on different teams. So we'll have some stuff there, reachingthesummitpodcast.com, Reach Summit Pod on Twitter, and yeah, anywhere you can find podcasts. We love to interact. Twitter is our main place to interact, but love when people listen as well.
And great coverage wall to wall, men's and women's basketball. Reaching the Summit Pod, Reach Summit Pod on Twitter, reachingthesummitpodcast.com. That's Todd Buckingham, our guest. Todd, all the best. Hope to run into you at the Premier Center this year, my friend. We'll do it again here soon on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, Todd Buckingham of the Reaching the Summit podcast. Great coverage, and I'm talking expansive coverage from the top to the bottom every single year, men's and women's programs, and certainly a really great mid-major conference in both men's and women's basketball right here in our neck of the woods, and they culminate their season at the Denny Sanford Premier Center for the Summit League tournament, which will be here before we know it. Great stuff there, Todd Buckingham of the Reaching the Summit podcast. When we come back, we will now officially wrap up the show with the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's coming up next right here on ESPN Sioux Falls.
Of Overtime, it's all on the podcast, free with the app or online at ESPN Sioux Falls. Overtime with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Right right back with you, set to round out and wrap up this Monday edition of Overtime. Thanks so much for being along for the ride, as always, right here on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader. It's ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO. We've got a lot to get to and a lot of different sports and avenues from around the sports world in today's edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly to send you packing. Let's hit it on this Monday.
Many days there are those who can be called a problem child. You know the ones. They have a tendency to display an ugly side. They have their whiny moments. Some display an outright bad side of themselves. And then there are those who stand out in a good way. Well, here they are. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, now that you can see your backyard, your front yard, and everything in between, is it ugly? Is it swampy? Does it need work? You can elevate your outdoor living experience just in time for the warm season. Perfect fit patio pavers and outdoor living like no other are all possible with an assist at Hardscapes Outlet. Check them out and plan your next great project today at hardscapesoutlet.com or by visiting any of their three Sioux Falls locations. Let's dive right into some more hockey talk. Alex Ovechkin fired a perfect wrist shot past Calvin Pekard for his first goal of the game, scored from his office on the power play for his second, and sailed a shot into an empty net for his own to complete the hat trick. I have some pretty good chances to score more, but I'll take three, said the longtime star of the Washington Capitals, scoring three goals in the Caps rout of the Oilers on Sunday, has put Ovechkin 13 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL career record of 894 that long seemed unapproachable, if not impossible. Even after missing 16 games earlier this year because of a broken leg, the 39-year-old is on pace to pass Gretzky later on this spring. He amazes me night in and night out, Caps goaltender Charlie Lindgren said. He is truly the best. Linemate Dylan Strome, who assisted on 16 of Ovechkin's 29 goals this season, acknowledged that it's going to be tough still to set the record in March or April. Asked whether scoring 13 in Washington's final 25 games was doable, Ovechkin said he's taken it, quote, game by game. If there are more games like Sunday's against the Oilers, it's a matter of when, not if, Ovechkin can reach 895 and beyond, and it could come as soon as this season. Other good news, the Washington Mystics have traded two-time All-Star guard Ariel Atkins to the Chicago Sky for the number three pick in this year's WNBA draft. Teams announced the deal yesterday. The Mystics also received the rights to swap 2027 first-round picks with Chicago, as well as the Sky's 2027 second-round pick. So it's a lucrative move. Ariel Atkins going over to Chicago to join Angel Reese and others as they look to turn it around. The move kickstarts a rebuild in D.C. after Washington narrowly missed the playoffs and parted ways with general manager Mike Thibault and coach Eric Thibault earlier this offseason. Mystics have the number three, number four, and number six pick in this year's draft, and if they retain them, it would be the most first-round selections in the history of the franchise. Talk about a rebuild. Could you imagine that in the NBA, the NFL, or otherwise? Three top 10 picks, three top 8 picks coming up for the Washington Mystics. Other good news, Anders Dreyer scored a brace, and Carlos Dos Santos recorded three saves for his first career clean sheet as visiting San Diego FC stunned defending Major League Soccer champion L.A., the Galaxy 2-0 yesterday in the season opening match for both teams in Carson, California. It began as a celebration for both teams. It was the inaugural match in club history for the expansion team San Diego, as well as the unveiling of the Galaxy's championship banner for their league record sixth title earned last year. But this match finished as one for San Diego as they win their first ever match as a member of the MLS, and it comes against the defending champion LA Galaxy. On to the bad news, not tremendously bad news, predictable bad news, but University of Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders, who's considered to be one of the top two players at his position available in April's NFL draft, will not work out at the scouting combine in Indy coming up this week. Though Sanders won't work out at Lucas Oil Stadium, he will meet with teams in Indianapolis, the sources said. Quarterbacks are scheduled to arrive Tuesday at the combine, which formally opened on Monday, and their on-field workouts are slated at the quarterback position for coming up over the weekend on Saturday. And lastly, here, the ugly from the sports world. It has been ugly. for a long time, load management, otherwise injuries, etc. For Sixers star Joel Embiid, they're consulting doctors and considering alternative options such as surgery for his injured left knee, according to sources yesterday at ESPN. Both sides have hoped for progress in Embiid's condition, but his determination to play and current treatments, including regular injections, have not led to any improvement with his knee. Embiid is scheduled to undergo tests on his knee early this week, at which both parties will collaborate with specialists on the best way forward. Embiid has publicly and privately said in recent weeks that he might need surgery or an extended rest period for his knee to heal, but he's been determined to find ways to play and be available for the Sixers. He's played just 39 games this year after tearing the meniscus in his knee, underwent surgery, 39 games last year, underwent surgery in early February, came back in April, was part of the Sixers' playoff run, and then won a gold medal with Team USA over the summer, acknowledged earlier this month that he didn't have enough time to recover after surgery. It's a bad situation, very ugly situation, and frankly pretty darn sad as well for the Sixers and star player Joel Embiid. They've got the weapons, they've got the players, but nobody healthy at the right time. This has been a big time lost season for the Sixers as it currently stands. And by the way, as we look at those standings, Philly right now is not even in the play-in field. They're still a game and a half back of the 10th-seeded Bulls right now. The Sixers not good, not playing good enough, frankly, either, to make a run at the postseason. I'm not going to say they're not going, but it feels like an uphill battle for Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and company. They've lost 7 straight games, 1-9 in their last 10, as Philly sits with a 20-36 record on the season. And somehow, just 2 games out, a game and a half technically, from getting a postseason opportunity in the play-in round. That's the latest and greatest. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like a pair of tickets or a 4-pack of tickets to the NSIC tournament on Saturday, first session is the women, second session is the men, morning, afternoon. If you wanted a pair or a 4-pack, dial us up right now as we say so long on this Monday edition of the show. 605-362-3776, the number to dial. We'll do first come, first serve. Caller number 1 right now, a pair or 4-pack of tickets for Saturday could be yours. Dial us up as we say so long. 605-362-3776. We'll talk to you tomorrow when more of Overtime returns from 11 to 1 right here on your Sioux Falls sports leader. It's ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO.